You're listening to Grow Great, the podcast, season 2021, episode 1. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. Today, two important questions that every leader must ask and answer. Hey, my name's Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Today is Wednesday, January the 6th, 2021. The podcast is about leadership, particularly the podcast is about your leadership. No matter who you are, doesn't matter what your title is or what your position is or your authority, but it specifically is about establishing and sustaining a high-performance culture. During the early stages of morphing yourself into a high-performing culture, you can embrace a new level of creativity, aka innovation, and you can do this when you commit to taking a harder look at what you're doing. And that means that you individually have to do this and you collectively have to do this. You know, sometimes being too close to things, it's problematic. You hear lots of people talk about it. Well, he's too close to it to see things. I live here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and of course the Dallas Cowboys, their season has just been an absolute colossal failure on every front. Injuries, COVID, yeah, whatever. And you can feel, you can sense the fan base getting really, really sick of it. And you hear it every offseason. You hear it. We've heard it for over 20 years now because the Cowboys basically have been a non-factor since the days of Troy Aikman. And people will talk about Jerry Jones, the owner of the club, and he's too close. He's too close to things. It's problematic. He doesn't see things, people claim, the way that he ought to. He doesn't see his players for what they really are. Some of them maybe not all that good. We can all be prone to this, being too close to things where it is problematic, and it does rob us of our vision. It robs us of the ability to see things as accurately as we might. And assumptions, they just sort of automatically take over. We all have experienced this, and maybe you're experiencing this right now. We stop questioning what we're doing because it's just become kind of this repetitive autopilot kind of a thing. Enter the power of the pause. Now, I'm not talking about a speaking pause, which those are plenty valuable too, but I'm talking about a work pause. Hit the pause button on the work. Now, this doesn't have to be a complete cessation of work. I'm not encouraging you to just shut the place down. What it does require, it requires you to stop long enough to ask and answer two really critical questions that can determine whether you will succeed in elevating performance. For you and every other individual person in the organization, the question is simply, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Whatever this is. For the collective, if you are in a position of authority and you are in a position of anointed leadership, why are we doing this? The second question for you and every other individual person in the company, in the organization, is why am I doing it this way? Again, if you are some potentate on high, bequeathed with some great title and authority, the question is, why are we doing it this way? The courage is unearthed not by asking the question. It doesn't take a lot of courage to ask the question, but it does take courage to take the time to answer it. So I guess my first question for you is, about these two questions, is how courageous are you willing to be? As you look at the first two questions, why am I doing this or why are we doing this? They really are the same question. One's just focused on the individual, you, and the other is focused on the collective you. But I want you to begin by emphasizing the first word of the question, why? Why am I doing this? Why are we doing this? Concentrate your attention on trying to discover the value of what is being done. And yes, I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about everything that is done by you, everything that is done by other people inside the organization. There has to be a valid reason for everything that's done. And if there isn't a valid reason for it being done, then how foolish are you going to feel? Right? I mean, best to go ahead and figure that out now. Is everything being done important? Does everything that is done, does it impact success? Does it prevent failure? We have to know why it's being done. You've all heard that proverbial story about the daughter who cuts the ends off the turkey. Same kind of a thing, right? You know, because that's what mom did. Well, all the while not knowing, well, mom didn't have a pan big enough, or mom didn't have an oven big enough. There was a reason, but her reason is not your reason. So why are you doing it? So why is a really important question, and I want you to emphasize that when you first begin to tackle this. Is everything important? Is everything that's being done important? Does everything that's being done, does it impact success? We got to know why it's being done. Then take those same first two questions. Why are we doing this? Why am I doing this? And now I want you to emphasize the pronoun. Why am I doing this? Or why are we doing this? And so as you examine the work that's being done, focus on who's doing the work. Should it really be you? Should it really be the person who is being tasked currently with doing that work? Is somebody else better suited to do it? Who else could do it? Maybe even better. What are the current costs associated with you doing it? What are the current costs associated with somebody else doing it? Versus maybe somebody completely different that we've never thought about having them do it. And then thirdly, on these first two questions, emphasize the thing being done. Why am I doing this? Why are we doing this? Now we're getting down to the brass tacks of the thing that's being done, this. Is it the most important thing to do right now? What else might be more important? What other things might be going undone because we're busy doing this? Wrestle these things down, and now you can move to the second pair of questions. Why are we doing it this way? Why are we doing it this way? The aim of this is to dive into the how of it all. And we're provoked to ask some more clarifying questions. Is there a better way to do it? Is there a faster way to do it? Is there a way to do it that will result in even greater success? I talk quite a lot here, and frankly with clients, about the importance of humility and curiosity leading to greater understanding. You can mark this down because it's going to be true in every scenario and every situation. Where there is a lack of understanding, I can promise you there will be a lack of humility and a lack of curiosity. Where there is no understanding or there is limited understanding, I promise you, you will find arrogance and an unwillingness to embrace curiosity. Because those people that walk into the room knowing that they are the smartest person there, they don't have humility. They don't have curiosity. And they already think they understand, so they don't need to seek any understanding. Now, they're wrong, of course. They're deluded. It's because in our humility, in our ability to wonder about what we don't see, what we don't yet know, what maybe we're being blinded by, what assumptions are we making that they're dangerous. We shouldn't be making these assumptions. Maybe they're not true. Our curiosity stirs us to ask questions so we can better understand. You know, there are some days where, well, yesterday was a day like this. Yesterday was a Tuesday, just some random Tuesday. For whatever reason, yesterday was a day where I just kind of felt like a pestering two-year-old because I felt like I was just asking question after question after question. 99% of the time, I don't feel that way. I don't feel like I'm interrogating anybody because, well, I'm not. But some days I do feel like I'm pestering. And usually it's because one of two reasons. Either the other person isn't being very forthcoming, or the topic is so fascinating to me that I'm impatient. I can't wait to learn more. Sometimes it's a combination of both. And sometimes I think this falls into, this categorizes yesterday for me. Sometimes it's because my eagerness to understand is much higher than the other person's eagerness to help me understand. Does that make sense? That was yesterday. But again, that doesn't happen very often. So put that in the back of your mind. Put it in the forefront of your mind. Humility coupled with curiosity equals understanding. But questions stimulate us. Questions foster deeper curiosity. And these two questions that I have posed, these are not sophisticated questions. I mean, they seem rather basic, don't they? Well, they do, because they are. They are very basic. And yet high-performing cultures aren't nearly as sophisticated as we often think. There are scads of books out there. There are all kinds of programs. There are all kinds of high-dollar consultants out there with metrics and spreadsheets and just software assessments. Yeah. I mean, is it all necessary? I'm not saying it's not helpful. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes, more often than not, we overthink it. We spend money diving into things that won't have any lasting impact on our career, our team, or our organization. We neglect to invest in some simple but profound things that can make all the difference in the world. Consultants can enter an organization with the intent to dazzle the client, and you know how they dazzle the client? Not with the result of their work, with volumes of reading material, with slick slide presentations, whose aim is to justify the high price tag of their service. I don't have anything against it. Kudos to them. The problem is, for me as a business operator, at the end of the day, it's just a lot of words on a page. It's just a lot of meetings. It's just a lot of slick presentations. You don't have to pay anybody anything to ask and answer these questions. You don't have to pay me. You don't have to pay anybody else. You're perfectly capable of doing this. Now, sure, it's like any other thing. You can do it for yourself, or you can have somebody else do it for you. But man, in looking for the solutions to your problems in this year of 2021, you don't need to go spending money that maybe you don't have, or money that could be better spent elsewhere. Hit the pause button sometime today and start asking these questions. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing it this way? Get everybody in your organization to ask those questions. Now, stay paused mentally long enough to do the hard part. Listen. Listen to the answers. Make note of the answers. Let me leave you with two quotes. The first is by Leonardo da Vinci. Being willing is not enough. Being willing is not enough. We must do. The second is by famed UCLA basketball coach John Wooden. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. So many times in our teams, our organizations, and even in our career, we focus on, well, you know, I can't do this. And I can't do that. I can't affect that kind of a change. What can you do? What can you do? You must act on the answers. If you don't, it's just an exercise in futility. You're just taking up time in your life and in everybody else's life. The purpose of establishing and sustaining a high-performance culture is efficiency and effectiveness. It's the pursuit of greater success, and everybody loves that. Today's show, as always, was brought to you by my company, Bula Network. You can find everything by going to growgreat.com. Growgreat.com. I'm currently embarked in interviewing people for some peer advantage groups. You can find out more by going to the website, growgreat.com, and you'll see in the navigation the peer advantage. You can snoop around there, and if it applies to you and you're interested, I would encourage you to pursue it. If you don't, that's okay too. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. Again, the website is growgreat.com. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being a subscriber, and I'm happy to get this first episode for 2021 off the ground.